Blog Talk Radio.
If it's not asking too much, for our information, just for illustration, tell us how you intend to run the nation.
These are the laws of my administration. No one's allowed to smoke or tell a dirty joke, and whistling is forbidden.
We're not allowed to tell a dirty joke.
If chewing gum is chewed, the chewer is pursued, and in the hoose cow hidden.
If we chew, the chew will be pursued.
If any form of pleasure is exhibited, report to me and it will be prohibited. I'll put my foot down, so shall it be. This is the land of the free. The last man nearly ruined this place, he didn't know what to do with it. If you think this country's bad off now, just wait till I get through with it. The country's taxes must be fixed, and I know what to do with it. If you think you're paying too much now, just wait till I get through with it. I will not stand for anything that's crooked or unfair. I'm strictly on the up and up, so everyone beware. If anyone's caught taking graft, and I don't get my share, we stand them up against the wall, and pop goes the weasel.
So everyone beware, who's crooked or unfair. Don't let
If any man should come between a husband and his bride, we find out which one she prefers by letting her decide. If she prefers the other man, the husband steps outside. We stand him up against the wall and pop goes the weasel.
You have an appointment at the House of Representatives. Good heavens! You can't go with your trousers up!
I can, eh? Well, they'll never catch me any other way.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
Away from it all.
My name is Osaimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love to
no,
come out. Out. I love
to sing up. Giddy up.
In a blue mask with his arms crossed, he's sitting in a gray jacket with warm woolen mittens. It's Bernie Sanders, he's chilly, it seems. These are a few of my favorite memes. Sitting while Justin Bieber's serenading. This one, it looks like he's the three-eyed raven. This one is funny, but kind of blasphemes. These are a few of my favorite memes. So much to see from this inauguration. First female vice president of our nation. This brilliant poet just burst on the scene. Why am I mostly obsessed with these memes? He's in Blue's Clues, in the subway, on the Delaware. There were like thousands of favorite memes that came from him in this chair. I jazzed it up a little bit. What in the heck was that big yellow paper? Was he going to the post office later? Did he need stamps at the UPS store? Maybe he should have dropped them off before. He's in Star Trek looking real warm and cozy. Or he's the dais of Nancy Pelosi. Or Baby Yoda levitating things. These are a few of my favorite memes. Did you know he was an excellent drummer? Did you know he got detention one summer? This will be my costume come Halloween. These are a few of my favorite memes. Next to Tom Hanks, next to Deadpool, on a skyscraper. Yeah, these are a few of my favorite memes. My God, I am immature.
One take.
Beauty. And I'm live from coast to coast. It's the Friday Possum's Name. Something different here. Oh, yeah, this is it. This right here. Bear with me.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
Let's have a little humility here now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fisher Deckenbill! Big massive dumps. Yeah.
Finally got in the chat room.
Man, I wanted to use big massive dumps one more time. You know, it's gonna shelf life on that is limited. Speaking of limited shelf life, I was on Facebook yesterday and I saw that I still liked Bill Cosby's Facebook page.
Hey, maybe I still do. Who knows?
So, somebody put up a Bill Cosby post. Why am I seeing this? Do I still like Bill Cosby? I'm like, oh, no shit. All right, cool. I figure what fuck, man. It's all good now, man. Everything's forgiven.
Yeah, what the hell? He was a funny guy.
It was limited the first dozen times I used it. Thank you. Thank you for it. And, I mean, what comes out quicker? The fucking memes or the fucking parody songs? Or the parody songs about memes? That's
exactly.
We're getting into a meta moment here. And what the fuck, man? How the fuck did they get that out? Whew! They had a couple of beers last night and cranked one out.
I have to say though, the Chris Christie ones were much funnier.
That seemed to go on forever. I did get a kick out of Bernie, though. They, you know, he was laughing about it.
Oh, yeah.
He's a cool guy. I mean, because, you know, oh, he's like the last guy, Bobo, you know, he'd be getting, he'd be all pissed off about it.
They're making fun of me. They're making fun of me.
You know?
Nobody likes me.
Yeah. Bernie's like, I don't give a fuck. You think I get on Facebook? There's nothing. Better things to do. Trying to save the world over here. Fuck, man. So,
man, yeah,
there is that. My one regret from the last 4 years, we never got the P-tape.
Yeah, I know, man. You think that's ever going to materialize?
I mean, we had to put up with a lot of shit. And yeah. Well, they said that guy's that guy's credibility was a little shady, and the P-tape might have been word of mouth or something. I don't know.
These county guys out there doing memes and doing songs about memes everywhere, give us a fake P-tape. Come on, people.
That probably has been a fake P-tape by now.
Yeah. Give us something.
I want to see the real one, though. I want to see what it's really like.
I don't mind a good animated one. A little cartoon of him, Russian girls paying on him.
Yeah, little Russian girls with bladder problems. How erotic. Oh, did you hear they, speaking of Bobo, they, oh, wait. I'm setting myself up for disaster again here. Oh, yeah. He's not out of the woods yet. He's not out of the woods yet.
Oh, okay.
Bobo. Yeah, right. Yeah. We switch you now over to Capitol Hill.
The fact is, the House will deliver the article of impeachment to the Senate. The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection against the United States.
There you go.
Yeah. Is it?
Uh-huh.
We don't know if it could have been him. That's what you call your topical comedy there.
I love the Duff taking his name out.
I thought I had the privilege of pre-editing, from now on, replace that word with quack.
That's perfect. And it sums it up.
The last thing that finally, it is over. It is over. Dude took the oath Wednesday. Uncle Joe there. And the dude across the street took the fucking flag down in his front
window.
There
you go.
Thank.
There you go.
About goddamn time. Every day I get up and I look across the street. He's still flying that goddamn. There we go. Nice.
So it's official now.
So, yeah, it's official. It's all over. The national nightmare has come to a close.
Kumquats!
So, in view of that, let's blow something the fuck up.
Yes.
Got the joy. Oh, man, this one has a lot of chatter. Going to have some Reverend Wendy Foo, some Professor Gumby Foo.
Oh, okay.
And maybe some Malt Liquor Man Foo in this one. I'm not sure.
Okay.
The dirty cut from the show. We're back to the approximate, today's approximate date back in 2015, 6 years ago.
Okay.
So, strap on your intergalactic seatbelt. and your dream helmet. That's you can't enjoy the ride without the dream helmet, kids. Okay,
oh,
let's
sure.
just face back. And let's make sure Uncle Commodore finds his Q.
Here somewhere.
Yeah, it would take a trip in the Wayback Machine. Time to blow up Pablo Cruz.
All right, Santa. Pablo Cruz.
Holy
get blown up. I'll blow
what
up.
Is this shit? Oh, help! Cut it out of the way! I can't see anything. It's dark in here. Fellas, help me! I'm so blind!
I'll help you.
I can't see! I can't see!
What's the matter?
I had my eyes closed.
Take it back! Someone
holy shit! Wrong. You piece of shit!
two little Linderon stats.
They're all waiting for Dredge to chime in.
Little party hats. Cute. Big brown eyes.
Oh, and hot pants.
Oh, the hot pants and the roller skates. Come on. The friggin' roller skates. It's a beauty. Your sound's kind of whacking out. That was Linda Ronstadt. I love Linda Ronstadt. She doesn't sing anymore because she's like 75 or something.
It's Rolling Stones.
That's a little better.
Okay.
Ted's outside, so I got to keep an ear. Because, you know, otherwise my dog will become a meme, you know. When it's cold, bring him in. There it is. And then they'll stick Bernie Sanders in the picture. Sitting next to the
Bernie.
Dog freezing at death. I saw a good meme. Had Biden looking out the window, kind of sad, and he goes, you know, I could be a meme too, or something like that, you know.
Yeah, I've got you.
Oh, no, yeah, I could wear mittens. That was just cool as fuck, man. He shows up. He's wearing a nice jacket, but, I mean, it's not a formal jacket. It's a jacket keeps you warm. It's fucking practical.
Yeah.
The guy from Vermont. That's what the fuck he's doing. He wears mittens. I think that was just badass, man. Oh, you're cutting out bad, dude. You might want to readjust your frequency. Yeah, yeah.
I'll call back in.
All right, pal.
Good luck there. That was our pal, R.J. Gundy.
Enter!
And we got another pal here. This is our pal, GTO. GTO!
Yeah, I just thought I'd call in to listen to the show.
And there's Gumby's right. Back.
Hey, how's that going?
It sounds great now. Long 5x5, brother. 5x5.
Purity, purity.
I gotta go let the dog in, or else I'm becoming a meme.
That's
now.
That's right. Let him in. Take care of your animals.
Okay, Ted. I checked on you before. Come on in, Booch. You're a good kid.
So what
everybody
are the chances
loves Ted.
That tomorrow night we're going to see Larry David in mittens and a big heavy jacket on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, come on. You just called it, man. You called your shot. Absolutely, man. There's no way they can't do that.
Unless he's not available.
Oh, man.
He should be.
You got to love him, though, man, because... He's the best, Bernie. I love Bernie.
Oh, yeah.
He's my man.
I love Bernie.
Very disappointed at some of the things that happened last year, and that Bernie not being elected President of the United States was one of them.
Yes, exactly.
Disappointed. And the P-Tap, you know?
Not necessarily in that order.
No, but we do have the Jerry Lewis is coming down the pike. It's got to be soon. Jerry's been dead for, what, 3-4 years now?
Oh, so that clown movie?
Yeah!
Okay,
all right. The Death Camp Clown, whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah.
From the House of Bad Ideas.
The
Holy
day the clown
shit.
Cried or something like that.
There it is.
Weird like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just seen a meme of Bernie sitting next to Edie the Egg Lady.
Yeah, I saw that one. I saw him out in front of the trailer too, with the pink flamingo.
Yeah, but it's the same one they did with Chris Christie, though. He was also out in the trailer park.
Well, that's the funny thing. I actually, the cover shot to this show tonight did not have Bernie in it.
Yeah.
I was playing, you sent that over. You found that. And I thought, oh, that'd be cool. Just put that up. And then I'm like, well, if I don't put Bernie in there, I'm stupid.
You got to get him whatever.
It's a natch. And then that stupid song, meta song. Oh, jeez. Going to be a weird world. But you know what? It's a weird world, but I like it a lot better than it was before. Oh, man, it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I got my first $10.99 from last year.
$10.99.
Yeah. I see I'm an independent. Well, I pretend I'm an independent contractor. At least I have been in the past.
Yeah.
This year I was. I think my status will officially be ne'er-do-well. But in the past, I've been an independent contractor. And you get these 1099 forms at the end, or at the beginning of the next year, the end of the year, and a guy sends you, say, you know, you made this much dough for me. And usually this cat's like, easily more than half of my scratch for the year, you know. Good source of canoodles. And
nice.
$1,000.
Oh, shit.
It sounds like 1,023. For the year. Whoa, hitting the
for
big
the
time.
Year. Uh-oh. There you go.
Yeah, that was for the year. 1,000.
Ted's going to get good treats then. For the whole year.
Oh, man. We had Bernie's. Bernie was in there and he said, send the Commodore a check. So I love that man. I love that man. He's my hero. He's my leader.
Yeah.
He's the guy. I got a Bernie action figure in the living room.
Oh, really? Not a bobblehead?
Oh, yeah.
An action figure?
Not a bobblehead. It's an action figure. Posable. He's got the finger. His right hand. He's pointing with the finger. So I got him pointing the finger. He's the finger. The finger.
Man gets things done.
He's the man. He's the man. Well, he took down his flag. I'm keeping the damn Bernie sticker on the bumper of the truck. Okay? All I'm saying. All right, there they are. The Porsche Lounge, dude. Huh? Who's your Messiah now? Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Thanks for coming out. Again, we're going to be bereft of no barking tonight. Where did Ted end up? He's laying down. He's sitting out in the lounge. He's not barking. I don't know what he's doing.
There you go. He's enjoying life. It's his retirement.
Man, he's getting to where it's getting hard for him to get up, you know. His back legs are fucked up. I think he's done partying for. Oh, there he is. Well, come on in here and bark, dummy.
There you go.
Hey, come on in here, dude. Come on. Come on, Ted. No, come on, Apple Cheeks Alice wants to hear you bark. Roof. Come on, roof. Oh, dude, don't exploit me. I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to exploit you. Okay, now, come on, everybody. We got to quit exploiting Ted. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Sweet Alice.
He just looked at me like, come on, dude. Seriously?
Yeah.
I heard a Murph. Hey, Murph. Come on back in, Murph. Give you treats. Nah. All right. I hope he's not in pain, man. I was really dreading that day, and it's coming soon, man. That sad time. Yeah, I do have to do that cake. Ted on the switchboard.
Buckle.
All right. Well, thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Buckle.
He's staying in the other room because, you know, he knows he can, like, torture me from afar.
Or he knows I'm not in the lounge.
Maybe that's it.
Oh. Is it GTO?
Portman's in, yes, I'm in the cyber lounge.
It wouldn't be a cyber lounge without GTO.
Right.
And there's Ford Prefect is here. It wouldn't be a Ford without Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
Everybody's. This is virtual parking tonight, man. Maybe that was just like a thing from the Bobo era. I don't know. There's other people's eyes. Our old pal Hope.
Hope's here.
He's here. Hope. It wouldn't be a one-way black hole to hell without Ford Prefect. There is no such thing. They just made that up to scare kids to eat their vegetables.
Exactly.
Look it up on the internet. Rumble! Man, I'm really getting pissed off at internet. Like, I understand why this QAnon thing is such a fucking sensation. Because I'm watching videos that are supposed to be historical or informational that have huge gaffes in their information.
Yeah.
And yet they're just out there. Where any person who doesn't have the knowledge that this is bullshit can watch it and think it's truth. So, and I mean, it's not anything insidious. Yeah. I believe it's probably mostly innocent, but it just goes to show you the damage this thing. Let's talk about hell, Ford. The internet is hell. We're podcasting from hell right now, sir.
I'm reading now where the guy that dressed up like with a shirtless horned QAnon supporter.
Yeah.
He regrets getting duped by Bobo.
Yeah, and he's got to have a special diet too. Oh yeah, I saw the movie. What was it Death to 2020?
Yeah.
Took me a half hour to figure out that was Hugh Grant. I'm like, I know that guy. Who is that guy? I know George Plimpton is dead. Who's that guy?
I know. It took me a while to figure that out too.
I like coming, everybody.
Karen. The girl played the Karen.
Yeah. I didn't know her, though. I didn't know her.
I've already seen her in a few things.
But I recognize Tracy Ullman right away. She's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Always love Tracy Ullman.
She's a sweetheart.
All right. So we got Apple Cheeks Alice, Dr. Cake.
Get out.
Ford
Dr.
Prefect.
Cake. Ford Prefect.
Other people's eyes are old pal Ope.
Other people.
Ted's in the other room barking his head off now.
Ted's
and
in the
last
room.
But not least, it. Oh, and
GTO.
GTO's in virtual chat room.
Yes. GTO.
Right, Ted? The treats are in here, Bobo.
Ha ha.
Well, there they are. The possum.
Which is super host, Commodore Decker.
As the beaver.
What the next clue cue is. So I'll sing it. yeah, that went over big. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. How do you like my big brown eyes and small perky
cheeks? Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
That she was a sweetheart.
She's
is a good gal, but she's a thousand miles from home. She's a good gal, but she's in this man's town all alone. There ain't no coffee in a coffee pot. There ain't no sugar in her bone. She's just a lonesome longing for some sweet jelly roll. She's a good gal, but she just ain't understood. And then no one tries to do her any good like they should. She ain't good looking, don't know much, and she's too proud to make a touch. 'Cause she's a good gal, but she's a thousand miles from home.
Was a sweet jelly roll, though. You got to give her that. Hot pants.
She got really heavy at one point.
Yeah.
She's still cute.
Yep.
Apparently cute.
Heavy works on her. Heavy works on cute.
She's really old now. Really old.
Uh-huh.
Still cute.
I do her out of memory. No problem.
She's just cute. She's a sweetheart. Hot pants. Okay. So not a whole hell of a lot went on this week for me.
Yeah.
Garbage wars continue.
Oh yeah. What's the update on that?
Okay, so bring us up to date. I had the twin box spring out at the curb for 2 weeks. I wouldn't pick it up. Why? Because it needs a bag. Okay, so now it's been sitting in the driveway for another 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Then last week, I set out. Every week we've had these new big canisters, and every week the guy opens the big canister, pulls the bag out, and throws it in the truck. So last week I thought, well, hey, why don't I just put the bag at the curb? Then I don't have to wheel the goddamn thing out the curb. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Got to be in the bag, got to be in the canister, or it doesn't exist.
That's right.
Exist.
You got to play by the rules, baby.
So then this week, and they haven't picked up the trash before 11 a.m. since I've lived here in this house.
Yeah.
And I didn't get the trash out the night before. So I got out up to 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Funny time.
8:22, I hear the truck pulling up.
Oh, those sneaky bastards. Those sneaky bastards.
They're high-fiving and laughing. I think they're pointing at the house laughing, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so Now I got 3 weeks worth of garbage.
Here's a question. How do you throw away a microwave? I got a big microwave that they didn't take. Special thing you got to do with microwaves?
For me, I could I might be able to hide one of those in my canister. Other than that, you might need.
They don't sell for anything. They'll say it.
I know, fuckers. Uh-huh. Just hook it up to the truck, man. They open it up and look at your garbage, man. It's like kind of personal.
What a man is. Put it in the microwave and bottom of your garbage. Yeah.
Put the garbage microwave in the bottom and put your bags on top of it.
Here you go. If they do that, they will do that. They take
they're
going to
have a nice
here too.
They're going to have fun because I've got a huge bag of dog poop in there. Coagulating for a week or so. So they got that.
Ooh.
When they open up that bad boy to snoop in my trash, it's going to be odiferous. Indeed. Well, you're barking too
good
late.
Job.
You missed the boat, dude. Come on in here, knothead.
He's upset that you're talking about his poops. He's embarrassed.
Get over here. It's your shit. Be proud of it. Be proud.
Yeah.
Come on.
Own your shit. Own it.
Did you see Seth Meyers doing his Pittsburgh accent there the other day? The other night? He was calling somebody Jagoffs. Oh, he's calling Ted Cruz a jag-off. Like, yeah. Good use of the word. Fucking Wolfman jag-off. Yeah, jags. Bunch of jag-offs. Yens. Get down and get the jumbo. Although, I didn't think his Pittsburgh accent was that great. Some people were complimenting it. I know he's familiar, but... He just didn't have the O in his O. You, Don, Tom.
It's a whole other world there in Pittsburgh.
It's a dialect unto itself, man. Western Pennsylvania. Man.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of
jagoffs down there.
Down there, man. We got it down there. All right. Well, that's a badass motherfucker, man. Play that. A little long, though, for a quickie. I think it's time for a quickie, but I got a, like kind of a longie. Hello? I'm in Tokyo.
We're here for one. Got your quickie.
A longie quickie.
Longy quickie.
Longy.
Why not? There's nothing in the news.
All right, why not?
Nothing going on.
Who is this superhero? Sarge?
No!
Rosemary, the telephone operator?
No, I'm Ann.
Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy.
That cartoon when they were a kid.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, where's your messiah now? Yeah.
He was a janitor and got into his little garbage can and turned into a superhero.
Yeah, he'd come out of a dumpster. I was going to say that. Yep. That's so cool, man. He'd come out of a dumpster.
Didn't he have like a dune buggy or something?
Yeah, it was a dune buggy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was cool, man. He was voiced by Possum's own Hall of Famer, Scatman Crothers.
Be great.
Scatman was getting every job, man, for like a 5-year period there in the 70s. Like every show, Scatman. And Scatman Crothers. Oh, cool, man. Scatman.
And Jack Nicholson was getting no jobs.
Well, if they couldn't get Jack, Scatman. And then one time they had them both in the same movie, and all hell broke loose.
Twice.
They're still making memes out of that. All right, Ted.
Twice they had them.
Twice? There was two of them? Oh, yeah, that's right. Twice. I forgot about Cuckoo's Nest. Yeah.
Classic. Jack got them hired. Jack loved them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. So it's just a coincidence. Ted's barking to get put to bed. It's that time. He's an old dog. Gotta go to bed now. He's not even doing his job on a show right now. Like, dude. All right.
Dang, you could be a winner. Awesome.
Well, 48 minutes, you'll never get back. Oh, yeah, but we've only gotten started, sir. Mr. Prefect. And don't tempt me, because I really do have a yoko on here.
Just wait.
Make me come back there. All right, I didn't upload a new one this week because they keep backing up. I'll upload a 3 minutes, and then another 3 minutes will come along and play that.
You gotta get the other ones. Yeah,
we gotta air this. We gotta air this shit out, man. Yeah, I've got a 3 minutes I passed up for the chicken show that I'm gonna use for chicken show part two.
Okay.
And I have no idea what it is. I know it's not yoga. Yeah, but we'll find out on a chicken show too. But this one tonight, I'll play it in, I don't know, like 43 seconds or 21 seconds. And you'll, I don't know if you'll enjoy it or not.
Okay.
To you. It'll probably go over better than Linda Ronstadt. By all predictions. I don't know why. But here it is. 3 minutes that's not Linda Ronstadt.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I'd go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, haha, they're coming to take me away, oh yeah.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
McDonald's French fries.
Hot man.
All righty. Hang on one second.
What the?
All right. No, okay. I fucking love Bilko, that's man. You know?
Oh, yeah, who doesn't?
Who doesn't love the fucking mistake. Bilko, man?
That's a Steve Martin.
What's that?
Not the Steve Martin Bilko.
No, not the Steve Martin Bilko. No.
Oh, God.
No, not the Steve.
Wow.
Oh, no, he didn't do McHale's Navy. That was the Roseanne Barr's fat guy husband.
Yeah, Tom Arnold.
McHale's Navy. Come on. Give me a break. Uh-huh. There are certain shows that you just can't remake because the star of the show was iconic.
Beverly Hillbillies. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Even though dude did a good job in that movie, I saw Lily Tomlin's face on the big screen, and I felt so bad for her. I had little kids, so that's why I saw it on the at the movies. Man, I felt so bad for her. She's aping and making these faces, and I'm like, oh, Lily.
She's a shame.
So talented. And you're like,
even Clarice Leachman.
Oh, that's right. She was Granny, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Well, she'll do anything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Dolores. She's one of them Hollywood hoes. She'll do it all.
Uh-huh.
She was Dancing with the Stars. I'd still do Cloris in a heartbeat. Anyway, I'm glad everybody liked the
sweetheart.
3 minutes. She's a babe. Built like a brick shithouse. Telling you. Everybody liked the 3 minutes, man.
I loved it.
That was a decent cover. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to cover, I mean, think about trying to cover They're Coming to Take Me Away. Not really an easy one to pull off.
I wonder if they did it backwards for the B-side.
Oh, yeah. Wonder if there were B-sides when they made that.
There
probably aren't B-sides, right?
No. No such thing.
No such thing. Weird. B-sides were so cool because, like, sometimes there'd be a treasure.
Oh, yeah.
You'd get bored and flip all your 45s over. Go, holy crap.
Yeah. A lot of
a couple artists that were good for that. The ultimate was Cold Turkey by John Lennon.
Yeah.
In the Plastic Ono Band. Flip that one over. B-side was Don't Worry, Kyoko. Mummy's Only Looking for a Hand in the Snow.
Here's your treasure.
I'm telling you what. That was an experience, man. She screams the word snow for like the first minute of the song. Snow!
Wow.
And then this fucking guitar from hell. I don't know if it's Lennon. It's got to be. Fucking lead is like, demonically inspired against this woman caterwauling. I was like, sixth grade or something. Fifth or sixth grade. I'm like, wow, that's some pretty weird shit.
God damn, I don't recall that.
That's why I didn't grow up to be a Republican, man. Shit like that. That and the Spike Jones records, man. Alright, bad news, man. This is kind of old. I guess we should have done this one Monday, but the Tiger King guy, Exotic Joe.
Yeah. What happened?
I wish they'd, here's an idea, just to veer off real quick. How about replacing Morning Joe? I like that Morning Joe crew, right? I like his old lady, the gal with the big cans and the big schnoz.
Yeah.
She's cool. I like the news guy. I think he might be a fagula, but, nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nice guy. I like the other ancillatory, whatever that word is, ancillatory guys that they got on, gals. And they got, Heidi. The only one that sucks is Joe himself, the star of the show, right?
Yeah.
What about replacing Morning Joe with Exotic Joe? Huh? Come on.
That'll liven things up.
Come on, wouldn't that be boss? I'd fucking tune in every goddamn day.
Everyone,
you know,
will.
Because, I mean, who didn't watch his show? Anyhow, he was really laying everything on the chances of getting a pardon there from the old Uncle Bobo, and came up a little shy. So he's going to have to hope for getting out on good behavior because, hey, you know, when you plot to kill rival Carol Baskin, sometimes they don't give you a fucking break. Sorry, Judge. But I'll tell you what, man. I mean, everybody's on remote, right? So why can't they put a remote in Exotic Joe's cell? And then instead of, you know, they always have their pictures in those little squares. They'll have Titsy and Ifagula, and then in the middle, Exotic Joe. And then Heidi. Heidi could come on in the bottom row. for a close-up.
Woo-woo! See, I don't know these people.
I know, man. I watch too much fucking...
Check out Heidi.
Cable news. My son hooked me up with that stupid Roku TV, and it's like you go on YouTube and you start looking at stuff on cable news, and that's all you get is cable news on your Gorko rhythm or something, whatever that thing is.
The only news I can is the car radio to work.
Morning, Jay. Morning, Jay. Man, I want to smack him. No, he just needs, like, smacked. Not punched. Well, maybe punched. Not like a knockout punch. Like a good punch. Punching a moth.
He's got a punchable face.
Oh, my God. I got to do a caricature of him because I was looking at his head today and I'm, like, thinking, holy shit. No wonder I like watching this guy because it's like, it's a caricature right there, man. It's right there. I don't even have to work at it. Talk about fish in a barrel, man. I mean, that's... Jeez, I've seen better heads on a boil. Anyway. Here we go. Oklahoma. An Oklahoma lawmaker wants to create an official Bigfoot hunting season. Because, you know, why not?
All right.
They don't want to kill Bigfoot. They don't want to kill him, though. Not for killing Bigfoot. They want to capture Bigfoot.
Well, good luck to those people.
Yeah. Now, Texas, if I was Bigfoot, I'd stay the fuck out of Texas, because Texas is like, hey, man, totally legal to fucking shoot and kill Bigfoot. Non-protected wild animal.
And you may.
Fuck what, you know. Yeah, you know, don't mess with Texas, man.
Next week, it's fishing for Nessie. I like it.
I caught me
one out there.
Lad. He's dragging his Bronto out. I caught me limit.
Oh,
right, here we
Christ.
Go there. Oh, this is, we got so many. Okay, all our Canadians are here, man. If any of yuns are like, you know, a little poor on the work there, lacking the work, maybe need a gig. I'm looking at yuns.
Yeah.
Yuns Jagoff. A company is seeking paid candyologists to taste test candy.
Oh, there you go.
The Canadian company is seeking full-time and part-time candyologists to serve as taste testers for the company's confections. Candy Fung House in America, based in Ontario, Mississippi, Ontario. No, Mississauga. I've never heard of that place. Mississauga, Ontario.
Taste testing
Check this out. 47 bones an hour to sample and review some of the company's 3,000 candy chocolate GT. What about you, baby?
Hey, there I should go. Sign me up.
Yeah. You hanging that Greyhound North, buddy? Because, man, fucking sit around and eat candy all day for 47 yeah. bucks an hour.
So I just made brownies tonight.
Okay.
I made tacos and brownies tonight for dinner.
Yeah, but you didn't make no money. That's the thing, man. You eat the brownies and make money.
That... Yeah, it's true.
You could try Wizzo's Crunchy Frog. Wizzo's Crunchy Chocolate yeah. Frog.
But see, I made triple chocolate brownies with walnuts.
All right.
Ooh, that sounds hardcore, man. I like it.
Uh-huh.
It is. I got 12
pieces
of candy.
You didn't put any weed in that, did you?
What?
No ganj.
No.
Candidates for this job should have enthusiasm and eagerness to try confectionery products. We're looking for honest and objective opinions on the products that will be taste tested. And they're accepting online applications until February 15th. So.
There you go. Funhouse.
This is happening, man.
Well, my computer's still down, so we know what's going
on. Right. shoot.
I'm going through the withdrawals.
Dolly Parton turned 75.
Whee!
But her 75. Boobs are only 40. Yeah, boobs are only 40. I didn't know. I think they're real.
They're all getting old on us. First Linda yeah. Ronstadt, now Dolly Parton.
I dated a girl whose boobs were so big, she actually uh-huh. had boob reduction. She had a boob reduction before I knew her.
Oof.
Is that wild?
Bad for the back.
Because, I mean, she had, like, gigantic boobs, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck did she look like before? I don't know what brought that to mind, but...
That's like the youngest girl on Modern Family.
Oh,
she woke up one
God.
Day with big jugs, enormous jugs.
Yes.
She had to get them reduced.
Oh. She did.
And they're still huge.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a sad, sad state of affairs.
Still huge.
Even make them just big milking mamas. That's what I want to see. The fuck, man. All
right. Chesty warrior. We need more chesty warrior.
Yes. Yes, keep them coming. The bigger, the better. Right. And that's she has the. Is that the one with the big doe eyes? She's got the Linda Ronstadt eyes and Dolly Parton tits.
Nah. Younger than that.
Oh, younger than that.
The other one, yeah.
I don't watch that show, so I don't know. I know they got some hot little young babes, though.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one with Ed O'Neill?
Yeah.
He's the, you know, he played for the Stullers. Down there.
Yeah? I heard something like that.
Yeah. He's kind of an interesting cat, man.
Yeah, he's
more
very
than
interesting.
The guy.
Boy, yeah, well, I thought he was terrific as Popeye Doyle.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not a bad actor at all.
No, very good actor.
At all. All right. I guess is this a world record? Guinness Book of World Record. Woohoo!
All
you know,
right.
We love
there
Guinness
you go.
Books of World's Records and that. Where's our Guinness Book of World Records music? Here we go.
We even got the music.
A sports nutrition company in Britain set a Guinness World Record by creating a protein bar weighing nearly 530 pounds.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa.
That's a big bar.
That can't
yeah.
be healthy.
Oh, it's a lot of protein, babe.
Any Funhouse takers on that one?
Oh, it's called, it's almost Grenade. It's Grenade. Granada.
Oh, there you go. Can we sue?
A brand based in Solihull, England, unveiled a giant version of its Carb Killer chocolate chip cookie dough protein bar. Beauty. It's the equivalent of 3,716 regular sized bars. Measures 5 feet long, 5 feet 11 inches long, 2 feet wide. And the giant snack is to celebrate their, anniversary for conning people into eating candy and thinking it's healthy. So congratulations to them.
Bigfoot. When you find Bigfoot, give it to them.
Yeah, Bigfoot would need a big bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A healthy one.
That's a Bigfoot bar.
What would they do with that fucking monstrosity? That big ass bar.
Well, I guess chop it up and I don't know. It's stupid.
Who knows what they do
with
that?
You know what I
think?
Yeah,
here's
I think it was. I think it was just publicity stunt. To be honest, I'm gonna go out on a limb and expose them, Charlotte. I don't think they were actually trying to, better the Guinness book or anything noble like that. Kind of grab the headline.
Just getting their name out there is all they're doing.
They wanted to get on the Possum
bastards.
Report. Come on, admit it.
Uh-huh.
Say it.
Exactly.
Say it out loud.
Exactly.
Say it out loud. All right.
We want free protein bars.
Hey, Deng Xiaoping died. All right. Here it is. Japanese arcade gets Guinness record for most claw crane machines. Now, this one is a winner.
Okay.
477 claw crane machines in one venue in the Kabukicho district of Tokyo.
Holy
wow.
shit.
477 UFO catcher claw crane games in its facility. That's amazing.
I never never worked one of those.
I know. I've never put a quarter in one of those fucking things.
Uh-huh.
It looks like such a chip.
You
played that a few times?
I got a pair of handcuffs. I got a pair of handcuffs from one of those things. I got three of them.
Okay. Is that what you
and
were trying for?
I did get a pair of fuzzy dice, too.
Okay. Here you go.
You got to go to Tokyo, man. Check out the...
Show them what we Americans can do.
The Sega Shinjuku Kabukicho Arcade.
Okay, here you go. We're getting you
no
a
offense.
Ticket.
Yeah. Oh man, we're really burning daylight on the news here. So one last story.
Okay.
This man's TripAdvisor review of an amazing holiday. Kind of interesting. This is a place in the Palms, Turks and Caicos. I guess this is a Mediterranean island of some sort. A spa holiday, boo, 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 right?
Yeah.
So he says, review the Palms. My wife and I went to this resort, beautiful resort, water, sand pool and service amazing. It's such a good time that I, husband, decided to fly home and get our son, Tom, to enjoy it also. When I returned, things seemed awkward. My wife eventually told me that she went to a massage while I was picking up our son, and the masseuse seduced her and spent the night with her. I'm not blaming the resort for this. This is my wife's fault. But just know that this is the thing that can happen at this resort. Gave it one star.
There you go.
Don't stop me. Oh, no.
Now, back to our show.
ships, get his Plymouth Rock. Please don't bring a nation into radiation shock. All that was righteous and all that was good. Get up on your cross because we're running out of wood. Can't you see? The golden arches and take away the trees. Need some ashes and ransom mayonnaise. Put everybody out the pasture and let the people graze. Make them all submissive and take away their drive. Make a sign of the crucifix for the burgers, shakes, and fries. Can't you see? McDonald's is the enemy.
Punchline to the Tiger King story, Joe Exotic.
Huh?
They actually had a limo booked to pick him up from jail. They were that confident that Uncle Bobo was going to give them give him a pardon. He did not give him a pardon. That's the funny. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. I blame it on the producer, who is me.
I wonder how the Nick Cage miniseries is coming along.
Get rid of that. Get rid of that whole crew, man. Yeesh. What a bunch of bunch of scummy scums. All of them. Likes. Every last one of them. Man. Got rid of the last bunch. All right. man, we're burning daylight here, man.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Holy shit.
Yeah. We haven't polka'd yet, man. Sorry, GT. FCC rules.
Yep.
Well, you know, polka, man. If you have Weird Al.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
There you go.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Your life before dictating mine. I'm not the kind of guy who judges you for the pain. So take a sip and look inside. Oh my, I'm getting blinded by the colors of your pesticide. A word of comfort isn't much when you're afraid. This isn't what we had in mind. Oh my,
ostracized, dehumanized. Watch us watch.
It's a question of semantics, not a right or wrong. A pretty picture in a most disturbing way. You'll find me where you lost your mind. Oh my. It's like conviction, contradiction has been sanitized. You lack the evidence to prove you're not insane. Obscure, ambiguous, your lies. Oh my.
Criticize, you close your eyes. Pretending not to realize that you're the one to
pretty quickly.
All
I'd
right.
say that polka blew by pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
3 minutes.
It was very uppity. Very uppity.
It was a bounce CC.
Yes. It was.
Alrighty. Thanks for coming, everybody. Can't believe it's over already.
Yeah, what the
baby,
hell?
Baby. I think we got gypped. I think there was some voter fraud. Let's storm the Bastille! Thanks for coming, man. Apple Cheeks Alice, Dr. Cake, wouldn't be show without Fort Prefect. I know! It fucking blew. Went sailing right out there. What the fuck?
Right on by.
Well, there's always Monday. Molson Canadian.
Where?
Yeah, thanks. I like how you think, Ford. He says, it's not that we should be thanking them for coming. We should be thanking them for staying. And you have to make a very valid point, sir.
Oh, GTO's still here.
GTO's on the
line,
baby.
I was going to say, I'm going to try to get Blog Talk on my tablet, but I need help.
Oh, just look it up on the gym crack there, on the Google. You got Google on your gym crack?
I think so.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Every time I put in my password, it says invalid. So I might have to have a second one.
I got nothing on that.
Yeah, get another one.
Yeah.
So you can come join us in all your devices.
Yeah, yeah, you could get in. You could listen. I mean, you could listen and not participate. You want to participate in the chat room. So, yeah, you could make a new account.
Yeah.
A new account.
With my big kettle. My big kettle, I should be able to text and.
Who's Maggie C's name?
Crummy Commons,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a ticket.
That'll work.
All right, man. Well, we got to beam out of here. So say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
everybody.
Bye.
Energize!
Hey! All we are saying is give booze a chance. Hey, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4! Light ale, brown ale, lager, there is some silver lyric, being a swing as much as that's a little.
All we are saying is give booze a chance. All we are saying is give booze a chance.
Friends, bitter, red wine, they bloody all the
thing.
Well, I don't know about that.
A record, no. You know what I mean, a record.
Right, so I'll put you on the next piece, eyes.
Macrobiotic, man.
Ah, indeed.
Give booze a chance.
The old... Bonzo. Wow, what is their official name? They had a lawsuit about that, didn't they?
Is that why they shortened it?
Yeah, there was a lawsuit about
that. It was the Bonzo Doodad band or something like that.
Doodah. They made a doodah.
Doodah.
We have a doodah parade here in Columbus. That's kind of cool.
Was it a yearly thing?
Yeah, well, until the pandemic. No doodah issue.
Well, I got 90 pages left in my Woody book. Very good book. Very interesting.
Nice.
He was
a
comedy writer with Neil Simon's brother.
Right.
Yeah, Danny. Yeah, it was
interesting.
Didn't they work together on
Sid Caesar?
The Sid Caesar? No, this is for other shows. The Colgate Comedy Hour is where they met.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Danny was in the Sid Caesar show, was he? Was he a writer in the Sid Caesar show?
I thought he was. Hmm. I thought he was.
Maybe he was.
I'm not a
I know Neil was.
Yeah, for well, sure, for sure. That's why I figured Danny was too.
Yeah. Very interesting shit.
Yeah.
And he laid into Mia. Made her out to be a fucking Looney Tune. She is nuts.
Oh. Without question. Jeez. I mean, I thought I had a crazy ex-wife or two, but Woody? I got nothing on that, man. Alright, well, have a good weekend.
You too, sir.
Yeah, don't fall into any... Oh, there's like this story about a Wile E. Coyote hole that I didn't get to do at the news. What happened? We fell into a time warp or something in the middle of the show there.
I know, man. I don't know what happened.
Was I just like riffing on the, I don't know.
It must have been the long quickie.
It was that long quickie that fucked us up. Gets you every time. The old long quickie. All right, man. Well, let's do it. What do you call?
Sounds good to me.
All right, man. Have a good one. Stay safe. Drive carefully. So many gars, and hopefully you can see 2020 when you wake up tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully.
My wish for you. That's why I don't read anymore, man. I can't see.
Yeah, I know. It's tough.
All right.
I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!